places.
好，大家晚上好啊！也祝其他的大陆的来听的朋友们上午好。
Now this evening we're going to begin a new series called Basic Christian Training.
那今天晚上开始呢，我们要开始一个新的系列，这个系列的名字呢就是基础门徒培训。
Now every soldier goes through basic training.
每一个士兵呢，他都要经过基本的训练。
And every so often after that, all enlisted men are required to go through a refresher course on their basic training.
那所有参军入伍的人，他们都被要求呢，要参加这个，要接受这个基本的训练。
And tonight we're going to begin, as I said, the basic Christian training. Much will be not new to you, but there will be some new things.
我们今天晚上所谈到的这个基本的门徒培训呢，可能对你来说并不是一个新鲜的事物，但是呢，我们希望大家都还能学到一些新的东西。
And oftentimes, when we're in life, you need to go back at times, you have to go back to the basics.
我们在生命基督徒的生命中呢，常常需要回到我们最基础的点上去。
Now, before the apostles could be sent out to preach, they needed to be disciples before they could be apostles.
那一个人成为使徒被拆出去之前呢，他首先要成为门徒。
An apostle is one who is sent out, and a disciple is a learner.
那使徒呢是被拆出去的人，门徒呢是一个学习者。
And so, what we need to do sometimes is we need to be very, very sure of the basics before we are of any use to the Lord in His work.
所以我们在能够被神的工作所用之前呢，我们一定要确定我们明白一些最基本的道理。
Now we're going to use a split screen, and there's the Chinese there, and you'll be able to follow the lesson as we go.
我们在这个屏幕上呢，给大家分享了我们这个教材的讲义啊，大家可以跟着这个听我们的课。
And I believe, the audience here, they will have a printed copy.
我们在现场的这个听众呢是有印出来的复印件的，大家可以去拿。
And I believe on WeChat there will be sent out the digital format for this lesson.
然后我们后面也会通过微信或者邮件呢，把这个电子版的发给有需要的弟兄姐妹。
Now we won't be able to look up every scripture that's shown us in our lesson, but you can look them up for yourself as you review it on your own.
那我们这教材里提到的每一节经文呢，我们不会逐节都去查到，大家可以在自己学习的时候呢，把我们没有查到的补上。
Now this course will be for 2 months. It'll take us right to the first week of November.
那我们这个系列呢，要花2个月的时间，到11月的第一个星期。
And tonight we're going to begin by what we might call an overview of the gospel or a gospel panorama.
那我们今天的第一课呢，讲的是福音的概论，或者说概览。
And Mark gives a record. The disciple Mark wrote a book.
那使徒马可呢，他给我们讲了这样一句话，他在马可福音里面写的。
And was concerning the life and the ministry and death, resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那他讲到呢，就是主耶稣基督的出生，他的事工以及他的死。
And he begins his gospel by these words.
那他的马可福音的开头呢是这样写的。
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
神儿子耶稣基督福音的开头。
And so this begins the inspired, that is inspired by the Holy Spirit, account of the life and ministry of our Lord Jesus.
那他用这句话呢，开启了在圣灵的启示下所记载的主耶稣基督的一生和他的服事。
The fact that he is the Son of God has come into the world is the very core of the gospel.
那这个福音的核心呢，就是耶稣基督是神的儿子，他来到这个世界上。
And it is the greatest of all messages that has ever been given to mankind.
这是神所赐给人类的信息里面最伟大的。
And it's this that comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 3 and 4.
在哥林多前书的十五章的三到四节里面
，Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天。
So the gospel is also summarized in this text on the wall behind me.
圣经里面给我们做的。
John 3:16, that great verse of the Bible.
是约翰福音三章十六节，是所有圣经里最伟大的一节经文。
They say it's the gospel in a nutshell.
有人说他是把福音说。缩微到一句话里的人问你福音到底是什么呢这节经文就解释了
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life
那就是神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
Now for suffering mankind is headed to death and destruction, that's good news indeed.
但对人的头脑来说呢要受苦而且要死这可不是一个好事情。
And really, that's what the word gospel means. It means good news.
但是福音这个词 ,gospel 这个词就是好消息的意思。
We get enough bad news all week long, and oftentimes we say, no news is good news, because we get a relief from the bad news.
我们在一周当中听到的全部都是坏消息，我们甚至会说没有消息就是好消息。那现在我们可以从这坏消息里面得到释放了。
But this is good news with no qualifications whatsoever.
这个是无可限量的好消息。
The gospel opens up the way whereby man can come back to God, who created him.
福音呢是开启了一条道路让人可以回到创造他的神那里去。
And the Lord Jesus commanded his apostles to preach that gospel all over the world.
那主耶稣呢吩咐他的门徒要把这个福音传到世界各地去。
And for 2,000 years, that gospel has been preached in every country, in every language of the world.
在过去的2000年里这福音传到了世界的每一个角落传给了说每一种语言的人。
So we might ask, what is the gospel then? What do we know about it?
那我们要问问自己，到底什么是福音呢？我们关于福音知道些什么呢
？Well, first of all, the gospel comes from God Himself. It isn't made up by man. It's not a religion that man makes. It comes from God.
首先呢，福音是从神来的，它不是人造的，不是人做出来的宗教。
Romans chapter 1, verse 1.
罗马书的一章一节。
Now, the book of Romans was written by the Apostle Paul, and in the book of Romans, he explains the gospel in very much detail.
那罗马书呢是使徒保罗写的，他在这本书里面呢，非常详细的解释了福音是什么。
And he begins his letter to the Romans by saying this in verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle.Apostle separated to the gospel of God.
那罗马书呢是保罗写给罗马在罗马的信徒的，他是用这句话来开头的，一章一节，耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
So the good
这好消息呢是从神自己那里来的。
Now the central theme of the gospel is a person, not principles, not doctrine. doctrines, not practices or works or anything else. It's a person.
那这个好消息的核心的主题呢是一个人，它不是一个理论，不是一套规则，也不是一些做法，也不是一些行为，它是一个人。
And not only is the central theme a person, he's a living person today. He lives at God's right hand.
不仅神的福音的福音的核心主题是一个人，而且他是一个活着的人，他今天就活着。
Now the purpose of the gospel. The purpose is to call out to men and women to show them their position before God and tell them what God has done on their behalf to bring them to himself.
那福音的目的是什么呢？他是要把人带到神的面前，让他们回到他们原来的位置上，要知道神把sorry, I forgot the second part.
To bring us to himself.
然后把人呢带到神自己那里去。
It's the gospel of our salvation, the good news of man's salvation.
那这个福音这个好消息呢是关于我们的救赎的。
Now who are the objects of the gospel?
那福音的客体是谁呢？对象是谁呢？
Well, you might say all of mankind, but we might go a little bit further and say that the totally undeserving of mankind.
你可能会说是全体人类，那我们要进一步的说呢，是全体完全不配的人类。
None of us could ever find our way to God, never discover a way to heaven by ourselves.
我们没有人有办法到神那里去，我们靠自己是完全找不到一条路能到神那里去的。
And that's why God had to initiate the good news and bring it to man and tell him how we might come to him.
所以这就是神为什么他要开始这个福音，然后要告诉人怎么才能到他那里去。
Yeah, so it's the gospel of the grace of God. God's so gracious that he wants undeserving sinners to come to himself.
所以这个福音也叫恩典的福音，因为神实在是对人很有恩典，他希望人能够到他那里去。
Now, another thing about the gospel is that it's forever.
福音的另外一个特征呢，它是永恒的。
The gospel doesn't solve your immediate problems and then leave you to yourself.
那不是说他给你解决了一个问题，然后就解决了你的问题以后，然后他就不管你了，把你一个人扔在这儿。
The gospel gives eternal life forever.
福音呢是给了我们永恒的生命。
And that life is not just simple human life.It's actually God's life that he gives us.
那这个生命呢，不是我们简单的人的生命，而是神把他的生命给了我们。
And that is an eternal life that he implants in the believer through the second birth.
这个是通过信徒的重生而得着的这个永恒的生命。
Now, this is really a life and death message.
这的确是一个关于生和死的信息。
Because if we ignore this gospel, this good news, there's only bad news.
如果我们忽略了这个好消息的话，那就剩下坏消息了。
And so God calls everyone to obey this good news message.
所以神呼召每一个人来顺服这个好消息。
In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17, we'll read a verse.
彼得前书的四章十七节。
For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, but if it begins with us, this is Paul speaking to Christians, if it begins with us and judgment is going to come to the Christians, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?
彼得前书的四章十七节，因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们，这里我们指的就是基督徒，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
The Bible speaks not only of death, but after death, judgment.
那圣经不仅讲到死，而且他说死后会有审判。
And everyone is going to have to face God someday.
每一个人总有一天会去面对神的。
We either face God now in the gracious face of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved, or we meet God as our judge in a coming day.
或者呢，你在今天凭着信心呢，借着主耶稣基督的这个救主到神的面前去领受他的恩典，或者有一天呢，你见神，那时候神就是审判官的身份来见他了。
So believing or having faith, that's the proper response to the good news message.
那对于这个好消息的信息呢，我们正确的回应就是凭着信心接受，相信。
Now there's a further warning about this, that many have ignored in history.
那关于这个呢，还有一个进一步的警告，在历史上呢，很多人都忽视了。
There's people that add to the gospel.They change the gospel by requiring certain works or rituals, or they demand some kind of experience, in addition to the simple believing in what God has done.
那就是有人呢，在简单的相信神已经做成的功的这个上面呢，自己又改了福音，或者是添加了一些东西，说还要在这个基础上呢，加上一些行为或者加上一些仪式。
In Galatians 1 verses 7 to 9, Paul again writing to the Galatians is very, very firm about this, that no one should change the gospel.
加拉太书的一章的七到九节里，这里保罗用非常强烈的语气说到这些更改了神福音的人。
He says in verse 8, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
我们读第八节和第九节，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的
false teachers and preachers in the world today.
那在今天的世界上呢，有很多的假教师和错误的教导。
But unless the central theme of their message is that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried and rose again the third day, and that all we need to do is put ourTrust and faith in that finished work. If they preach anything else, God has pronounced a curse on them.
如果他们传的福音呢，不是耶稣基督为我们的罪死了、埋葬了、三天后复活了，我们只需要单单的相信耶稣所做成的功就可以得救。如果他的信息不是讲的这个的话，那他们就都是受咒诅的。
So some people, they want you to add certain works or certain things you have to do in addition to what Christ did.
那有些人说呢，在基督所做的功上呢，你必须还要做些什么，要把你的行为加上去。
Or they want you to perform certain rituals in addition to the message.
那或者呢，有人说在这个信息的基础上呢，你还要加上一些特别的仪式。
And some even say that you have to have some experience.
或者有人说呢，你必须得有过一些什么特别的经历。
Or you're not truly saved.
否则的话你就没有真正得救。
What is faith?
那信心是什么呢？
Faith is just believing what God says he will do.
信心就是简单的相信神说的他就一定做到。
We can't add to that, we can't take anything away.
我们不能加上什么，也不能从里面减掉什么。
A brilliant scientist can understand that, and a little child can understand that message.
那一个聪明的科学家可以明白，一个小孩子也可以明白这样的信息。
It just means putting aside our pride.
那这就意味着要把我们的骄傲放到一边。
And saying, yes, I am a guilty sinner.
然后对神说，是的，我是一个有罪的罪人。
Now, such a message as the gospel,It didn't suddenly appear on the scene without any introduction.
那这样的福音的信息呢，不是突然的就进到这个世界的人的眼前了，而是在这之前没有任何的先兆，不是的。
The gospel of Jesus Christ began when he came into the world, but there was an anticipation and there was a need for that salvation right from the beginning of man's history.
那福音是从耶稣基督降到世上以后带来的，但是在他来到世上之前呢，就有很多的预言，很多的预告。
The Bible opens with man created in a wonderful, perfect environment.With no needs, all his needs were met by God, and he's living in a perfect environment, in a perfect body. Everything was absolutely marvelous.
那圣经一开始呢，讲到的人的所处的一个场景呢，就是人在一个完美的环境里，然后人的身体是也是完美的，神供应他们一切，他们没有任何的缺乏，一切都非常的好。
But we'll go into some detail, but the Old Testament shows that the man sinned and there was a need for salvation. And they looked forward to the final day when God's full salvation would come in the person of his son.
我们就不具体讲了，但是圣经告诉我们，后来人犯罪了，他们需要救赎，然后从一开始神就告诉他们会有一个救赎者来到，他们一直在期盼着。
Now, a little bit about the creation of man.
我们稍微讲一点人的创造。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26,
在创世纪的一章二十三节里面
we read that after God had made the heavens and earth and had brought life into this world, created all kinds of animals, birds, and fish, and filled the earth and the sea,In the heavens with living creatures, he created man.
那当神在创世的七天里面他先造了万物，然后造了天地，然后有了光，然后又造了这个水中的鱼，天上的飞鸟和地上的一切走兽以后呢，他最后造了人。
Well, what made man different from all the other creatures?
那人和其他的受造物都有什么不同呢？
We have similar fleshly bodies in many ways.
我们和动物一样都有一个这样的血肉的身体。
We function the same as many other creatures.
那我们的这个机体的功能呢，也跟其他的受造物都很相似。
However, God had a special place for this new creature he called man. He said, "Let us make man in our own image."
但是对于这个特殊的受造物呢，神把它放在一个特别的位置，他说要按我们的形象和样式来造人。
God needed a leader. He needed a king and queen to rule over his new creation.
那神需要一个领导者，他需要王和王后来统治他所造的这个万物。
And so man was made for God to be God's representative here on earth.
所以神是被人是被神造的，是要在这地上来代表神的。
In order to be created like God, man had to have one quality that was different from all the other creatures on earth.
那为了能够人能够像神一样呢，他和其他的受造物不同，一定会有一个不同的特点。
He would have to give him the freedom to choose.
所以神必须给人自由意志，让他可以选择。
And so, if he didn't give man the freedom to choose, then man would be just like the regular animals. They'd be sort of robotic, just like robots.
那如果神不给人自由选择的自由意志的话呢，他就跟其他的动物没有什么分别，就像一个机器人一样。
Of course, God gave man superior intellect, intelligence.
当然，神给了人超出其他动物以上的，就是高出他们以上的智力。
Powerful reasoning, and speech.
还有很强的逻辑思维能力，能够表达，能够说话。
And God gave the man the ability to communicate with him, with God.
然后神也给了人和能够和神交流的这样的能力。
And so God created man, gave him this power to be able to choose and put him on earth to be his representative on earth.
所以神就给了人这样自由意志能够选择，然后再把他放在这个地上，让他在这地上来代表人，代表神来统治万物。
But this free will needed to be tested.
但是呢，这个自由意志需要被测试。
Just like anything in life, a young person grows in strength by testing their muscles, using their abilities. And you go to school and you learn arithmetic or mathematics, you're testing that intellectual capacity.
那就像一个孩子他慢慢长大以后 他要到学校里去学习各种知识学代数啊数学啊他要去测试他的这个智力水平他也需要用一些运动来测试他的这个肌肉的能力。
But this quality of man to have a free will, which made him different from all the other creatures, needed to be tested as well.
那这个不同于其他受造物的独特的这个自由意识能够选择的能力呢，需要被测试。
There were no restrictions on man except this one thing.
那神没有给人其他更多的限制，除了这一点。
In the center of the garden where they found their home, there were two trees.
那在他们作为家的这个伊甸园的这个园子里呢，有两棵树。
One, the tree of life.
一个呢是生命树。
Of which they could eat freely.
那生命树他们可以随便吃。
There was another tree called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
还有一棵树呢叫分别善恶树。
God said,That tree is for me alone.
那神说这棵树呢是单单归我的。
It's not good for you.
对你们不好。
If you eat of that tree, you'll die.
你要是吃了这个树上的果子呢，你就会死。
And so there was this test that was given.
所以神给了人这样一个测试。
This test was to show man that he was not independent of God.
这个测试呢是要告诉人他不是独立于神存在的。
In other words, there was a point at which man with all his freedom and his powers had to be dependent upon God in this one small matter.
那除此之外呢人有无限的自由无限的能力但是就在这一点呢他要完全的依靠神。
He had to realize there was something that was God's that he was not to take.
那他一定要意识到有一样东西是属神的他不能拿走。
So the opportunity though was there, whether to obey or disobey.
所以人现在就有这样的一个机会他是要顺服呢还是悖逆。
We still have the capacity to make choices, don't we, today?
我们今天依然有做选择的这个能力。
That free will has not been hindered in any way.
我们的自由意志没有受到任何的阻碍。
Our minds have been darkened. Our hearts have grown cold against God.
我们的头脑是被蒙蔽了。我们的心呢是对于神来说也变得越来越硬了，越来越冷了。
Now, I want to talk about man's disobedience, how he fell, and the result of it.
然后我们来看人是怎么做自由在自由意志下做选择的以及他是怎么失败的。
The devil, in the form of a serpent came and tempted Eve.
那撒旦呢取了神的样式来了他来试探夏娃。
He contradicted the word of God.
他扭曲了神的话。
He said, "You won't die if you eat of that tree."
他说，如果你吃了这个树上的果子，你不会死的。
And then he deceived her by saying, "God knows that if you eat of that tree, then you're going to be like God. You'll know good and evil."
然后他还骗夏娃说，他说神知道你要是吃了这树上的果子呢，你就会像神一样，你就会知道善恶了。
And now there was a choice that the woman had to make.
那现在这个女人呢，要做一个选择了。
She was deceived and she believed the devil's lie.
虽然她被骗了，但是她相信了撒旦的谎言。
She thought she could add something to her, but really it took something away from her.
她觉得她通过吃这个果子能够给她自己增加什么，但实际上是把她已经有的要拿走了。
She offered it to her husband, Adam.
而且她把这个果子呢给她的丈夫亚当吃。
Now Adam was not deceived.
亚当没有被骗。
He looked at that fruit.
他看了这个果子。
And he thought, I'm going to choose to disobey to find out what it's like to be like God.
那他是自己选择说我要悖逆神，我要看看像神到底是什么样子。
He knew that God had said, the day that you eat, you're going to die.
他知道神说过你吃的日子必定死。
He had no idea what death was.
但他不知道死是什么。
He said he put it down out of his mind and he ate of that fruit.
那他那时候就完全不用他的理智去思考了，他就吃了这个果子。
The result was immediate death.
那这个结果呢，就是立刻的死。
Now death is separation. That's really what it is. Separation of the soul from the spirit. That's physical death. But there's also spiritual death, where the spirit of man becomes severed from the spirit of God.
那这个死它的本质的含义呢，就是分离。比如说我们肉体的死呢，就是这个肉体和我们的灵魂分离。那这个属灵的死呢，就是我们的灵和神的灵分开了。
And immediately, Adam was separated from fellowship with God. God now was a distant, far distant person.
然后这个他马上经历这个死亡的，立刻的这个死亡的，就是他和神的相交的关系断了。现在神立刻对他而言呢，就是一个离得很远很远的神。
And he was alienated from God, from the life of God.
他就和神以及和神的生命疏离了。
And he looked at himself and his wife, and they realized that they were naked.
然后他看自己，看他的妻子，意识到他们是赤身露体的。
So what they did.Then they tried to hide the fact from.
那他们做了什么呢？他们要试图要遮盖这样的一个事实。
Now, man's problem then is that the consequence of his disobedience has passed all the way down to us because he's the head of the human race. And as a result, through that one man, Adam, his disobedience.
那亚当的这个悖逆的后果呢，就是他把的这个结果一代一代的传给了我们，因为他是所有人类的头。
Through that one man's disobedience, sin came into the world, and death by sin.
那因着一人的悖逆呢，罪就进了世界，死也进来了。
We die in all different kinds of ways.
我们是以各种方式的死。
Accidents, illness.
有的是因事故而死，有的是因病而死。
War，
战争而死。
And if we're fortunate, maybe old age。
有可能你这个人比较幸运的话，就是自然老死。
But everyone dies。
但是每个人都要死。
Death has passed to all men. I don't have to argue that point。
死就传给了每一个人，我觉得在这一点上没有什么可需要争论的。
You see, man, when Adam disobeyed God, his life, God's life was in him. When he disobeyed, his whole nature changed.
那本来神的生命呢是在亚当里面，当亚当悖逆的时候呢，他整个的本性就变了。
And man became a sinner, practice. We all sin. We all have sinned.
所以我们人呢，在那一刻，不论是本性还是在行为上，都成了罪人，就是我们既是有罪性的，又是有罪行的。
I'm sure all of you are very nice people. I don't think I see any murderers here.
那我知道大家都是好人，因为我在这里我不相信我在这里能找到杀人犯。
But have you ever hated somebody in your heart?
那你心里有没有恨过一个人呢？
The Lord Jesus said, that's murder.
但主耶稣说，你若心里恨人，就是杀人了。
God's standard is far bigger than our standard.
神的标准远远超过我们的标准。
He's absolutely holy.
他是全然圣洁的。
And so the result now is that man is separated from God and he's facing certain death and after death judgment.
所以现在的结果就是人和神分离了，而且他面临的死亡，而且死亡面临某种形式的死亡，某种原因导致的死亡，以及死亡以后的审判。
Man therefore now is he's dead in trespasses and sin. Now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
人呢是死在自己的罪孽和过犯中的。我们翻到以弗所书的二章。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
第一节，二章一节。
And you, Ephesians, they were Christians, you he made alive who are dead in trespasses and sins, in which...You once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit, who now works in the sons of disobedience, and so on.
我们看一节和二节，你们就是指这个书的读者，就是以弗所的教那个基督徒，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领。就是现今在悖逆之子等等等等。
And he also describes the condition of natural man born into the world in chapter 4, verse 18.
在四章的十八节呢，他也讲到人生在这个世上的时候，他的本性是怎样的。
People have their understanding darkened.
人们的心地就昏昧了。
And they're alienated from the life of God.
与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
So that's a problem. Man has a real problem.
那这就是人的一个麻烦，这是真的是一个大麻烦。
And it gets worse.
而且越来越糟糕。
Because after death, there's going to be a review of everything you have done and said in your lifetime, and God is going to judge you.
而且死了以后呢，你一生中所有做过的犯过的罪，你所说过的不好的话，都会一一的展现在你面前，神都会就此要审判的。
But it gets worse than that.
而且比这个还要更糟糕的是。
Because there's another death.
还有另外一种死。
It's called the second death.
我们称它为第二次的死。
And that's in Revelation chapter 20.
这是在启示录的二十章里面。
And We read about the great white throne judgment.
我们读到白色大宝座的审判。
And the last verse, the great white throne judgment was God is going to open the books. Every thought, every action, every word is going to be revealed in the coming day. God who knows everything.
那一天呢，会有书打开，册子打开，你在生前所做的所有的事，所说的所有的话，你所有的思想都会显露无遗。
There will be no excuses that day.
那一天的人就再也没有借口了。
Because the righteous judge has all the facts before him.
因为所有公义的审判都在他展现在他的面前了。
And then verse 15 says, verse 14, then.Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
我们看二十章的十四节，死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
Second death is to be cast irreversibly, forever into the lake of fire.
那这第二次的死呢，就是永无回转的被扔到了火湖里，再也不可能再会改变了。
So have I painted a black enough picture of man's problem? I think so.
所以这是不是人的麻烦真的是一片漆黑吧。
And even now in this present life, sin is ultimately the cause of all trouble, sickness, and alienation from fellow man and from God.
那即使在我们今生的这个生命里呢，我们一切的麻烦、苦恼、 疾病和人之间的关系的疏离，最终的原因都是罪。
Okay, so now we learn that God is a loving God.
但是我们知道神是一个有爱的神。
God so loved the world, it says on the wall behind me.
我们这墙上的这个经文写的就是神爱世人。
But God is absolutely holy.
同时呢，神也是完全圣洁的。
And righteous.
公义的。
Sin must be punished.
罪必须受到审判。
Justice must be served.
那公义必须得到彰显。
What about the many innocents that have died as a result of cruel men in history?
那否则在这个历史上被那些残忍的人所无辜杀害的人怎么办呢？
There must be justice.
必须得有公义。
And God is a just God.
神是一个公义的神。
But the problem is we've all sinned.
但问题是我们都犯了罪。
Some more, some less, but we're all consigned to that same fate.
有些人犯的多一点，有的人犯的少一点，但是我们都是同样的命运，我们都犯了罪。
But God has such a great love for mankind. He created man in his own image. He has an investment in this creature.
但是神非常非常的爱人的，因为他是照他的形象和样式造的，他在人身上投入了很多。
God, right from the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, He has always come out to man to offer him a salvation.
那我们在创世纪起头，在伊甸园的时候就写到，神是要到人这里来的，主动到人这里来的。
But here's God's problem.
那现在神有一个麻烦了。
Well, God doesn't have problems, but it's an apparent problem. Apparent. Not a real one, but.
神当然神不可能有麻烦，但是这是一个明显的一个问题要解决。
So if man now is moving to judgment and hell eternally, but God loves man, but God is righteous and must judge man because of his sin, how can his love and his righteousness come together?
首先呢，神是一方面，神是不愿意人永远的到地狱里面去受苦的，因为神爱人。那同时呢，罪又必须受审判。那一个爱的神，爱人的神，怎么解决这两者之间的矛盾呢？
On the one hand, God is light, holy. On the other hand, He's love, compassionate.
那一方面呢，神是光，他是圣洁的；另一方面呢，神又是有爱的，有慈心的。
And they come together in the person of the Lord Jesus. That's God's remedy for all this.
那这两者的这个聚焦点呢，就是耶稣基督，就是神是用他来解决这个问题的。
Again, in Ephesians chapter 2.
我们再回到以弗所书的二章。
Verse 4.
四节。
It says, But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
四节五节，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
So the big question, how can God's perfect justice and loving mercy be reconciled, come together?
那问题就是神完全的公义圣洁和他的这个爱和怜悯是怎么样结合在一起呢？
In our judicial systems on earth, a judge cannot, because he feels sorry for the person who has committed this crime that he's judging,the judge cannot just say, "Oh, I'm going to forgive you."
那我们在这地上的司法体系里，一个法官不能因为他觉得这个被告这个犯了罪的人可怜，就说，那我就不审判你的罪了。
We've all broken God's law, and God's law must be satisfied with judgment.
我们都违背了神的律法，那神的律法必须要靠审判来彰显公义。
So what was God's solution to this?
那神的解决方案是什么呢？
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, the way was found so that the righteousness of God on the one hand could be satisfied and God's overpowering love and mercy can flow out to man.
那借着主耶稣基督呢，就可以解决这个问题了。一方面，神的公义能够得着满足；另一方面，他对人的爱也可以倾倒出来。
And this method is called substitution.
那这个方法呢，叫做代替法。
The penalty for our sin would be paid by another, a substitute.
我们罪的惩罚呢，可以另外一个人来替我们付。
And Christ would be the great sin bearer.
那基督呢，要成为那个伟大的罪的承担者。
So the Lord Jesus then became a man in order to die. That was his purpose.
那主耶稣基督来到地上成为一个人呢，他的目的就是来死的。
In him was life. He had eternal life within him. He need never die.
在他里面有生命，永恒的生命在他里面，他永远不需要死。
He had no sin within him. There was no claim that Satan could put on him.
那他也没有在里面没有罪，所以撒旦绝不能去索要他的生命。
And he lived a perfect life in the eyes of his Father in heaven, and then he laid down that life for us.
他在天上父神的面前活了一个完美的生命，同时呢，他也把这个生命献为我们摆上了。
He would need to bear our sins on the cross of Calvary.
他需要在哥哥他的十字架，背上我们的罪。
So the way it worked was.Jesus died on the cross, but when he was on the cross, during that 3 hours of darkness that came over the whole world, God, who knew your sin and mine, every one of them, and the sins of your parents and the sins that your children have yet to commit, he knows all this. God is omnipotent, he's omniscient, he knows everything, and he took the sin of man and placed it on the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是死在十字架上的，当他钉在十字架上的时候，有三个小时的大黑暗，在那个时候全世界的，在这个三个小时当中，全世界所有人的罪，都放在了他的身上，因为神是全知全能的，他知道你犯的罪，知道你父母犯的罪，也知道你孩子将要犯的罪，这些所有的罪神都知道，都放在了耶稣基督的身上。
The Holy One was actually made sin.
这圣洁的这位圣子，他成为了罪。
He who knew no sin.
他不知道罪。
For us, the sinners.
但是却替我们这些罪人成为了罪。
And then God, as it were, drew a veil of darkness upon that scene at Calvary outside of Jerusalem, that no human eye could see His Son suffering for us.
神用黑暗呢，就是遮盖了这个全部的这个那个三小时的景象，让人的眼睛没有办法看见。
And our sin demanded.Because when we sin, our lives are forfeited, we die. A righteous man came and gave his righteous life so that we might live.
对，我们犯了罪，本来是要死的，我们的结果其实已经是死的，但是现在有一个公义的人来了，他把他的生命给了我们，让我们可以活。
He paid the price.For our sins by his death, when he bore your sins and mine there at Calvary.
他在哥哥他的十字架上背负了你的罪和我的罪，他借着他的死付上了我们罪的代价。
How did it affect the Father?
那这个对父有天父有什么影响呢？
I think we have a clue how it affected the Son to bear our sins.
我觉得我们应该稍微明白一点，就是圣子背负我们的罪，对他的影响是什么？
The night before the Lord Jesus hung on the cross as our sin bearer, he was in the garden praying.
在主耶稣要上十字架背负我们的罪的那一天的前一晚，他在科西玛尼园里。
And he was praying to the Father.
他对天父祷告。
He knew what it would be like to bear our sins and to die. Think of it, God dying.
他知道，要背负我们的罪而死意味着什么？想象一下，神居然要死。
God being punished for our sins, the Son of God.
神的儿子要因我们的罪被刑罚。
But on that, in that garden, as he was anticipating being the sacrifice.
那在科西玛尼园的时候，他预计到，知道自己将要成为一个祭物。
He began to sweat great drops of blood coming down.
然后他就开始出汗，那个汗滴，汗珠像大雪点一样滴在地上。
He was in an agony.
他在极度的痛苦中。
And he said, Father, if there's any other way that the salvation might be effected,
他说：“天父啊，如果有别的办法可以成就这个救恩的话
，Is there any other way？
有没有别的办法呢
？”Three times he prayed.
他三次就这样祷告。
The father was silent. He knew what he had to do.
天父始终保持沉默，他知道他要做什么。
He said, "Father, your will be done."
所以耶稣说，愿对天父说，愿你的旨意成就。
How much love does God have for the human soul?
所以我们能看出神对我们人类的爱有多深呢
？He would give his eternal Son and put him to expose him not only to human dishonor and shame, but to bear your sins and mine on the cross.
他竟然愿意把他的儿子舍了。而且要把它暴露在不仅是人的这个羞辱残酷当中，而是要把它暴露在所有世人你和我的罪的重担之下。
He was sinless, so death had no claim on him.
但是他是没有罪的，所以死亡不能抓住他。
And his life had an infinite value, so that infinite value could provide a salvation for every man, woman, and child that has ever been on the face of this earth.
而且他的生命呢是有无限的价值，正是这个无限的价值呢，能够为在世界上存活过以及将要出生的所有的人类的的罪付上代价。
Now, this salvation, it satisfied God'sJustice.
那这样的救赎呢，满足了神的公义的要求。
God can come out now in grace and say, "Your sins have been paid for, but receive my son."
那现在神可以带着恩惠走出来说，你的罪已经的罪价已经赎清了，你要接受我的儿子吧。
All you need to do is trust God.
你所需要做的就是一件事，就是信靠神。
Pretty simple.
非常非常简单。
It wounds human pride, though.
但是它却使人的骄傲受了伤。
It says, "I'm not really that bad."
人会说我没有那么坏吧。
When you view the cross of Christ, you'll see closely. You look at it, you'll see how bad you really are.
但是你仔细查看十字架的话，你就能够明白你到底有多坏。
And how good God really is.
然后你也能明白神到底有多好。
Now this plan of God didn't just start when Jesus came to earth. It's been going on right from the Garden of Eden.
当然神的这个计划呢不是从耶稣基督来到这世上才开始的，其实从伊甸园就开始了。
Adam and Eve, they tried to cover up the results of their sin by putting on fig leaves.
亚当和夏娃呢，他们努力的想要遮盖自己的罪，遮盖自己罪的后果呢，他们用无花果无花果的叶子做衣服。
I'm sure Eve spent a lot of time rearranging those fig leaves to be a very stylish kind of cover.
我相信夏娃呢，肯定花了很多时间啊，排列组合这些叶子，让它看上去挺时尚的。
And Adam's dress was very manly.
然后亚当呢，穿的很像一个男人的样子。
It sure fooled them.
对他们来说挺好的。
And might have fooled you and me.
愚弄了他这些愚弄了他们，可能也能愚弄你和我。
But it didn't fool God.
但是愚弄不了神。
He saw right through those fig leaves.
他的眼目直接就穿过了这些无花果树的叶子。
And when they heard God's voice, they went and they hid themselves among the trees.
当他们听到神的声音的时候，他们就藏在了树丛中。
Not just a few leaves, but a whole bunch of trees.
不仅是藏在了一些叶子后面，而是藏在了树丛后面。
So God confronts Adam and Eve, and they repent.
然后神呢就批评了，指责了他们，他们就悔改了。
So what did God do?
神做了什么呢？
He sacrificed an innocent life to cover them.
他用一个祭物献了祭，然后用他的用个无辜的祭物献了祭，然后用他的皮遮盖了他们。
The first record of physical death and bloodshed was an innocent lamb or sheep that had to give up its life in order to cover our first parents.
那有史以来的第一个流血的死啊，就是这样的一个无辜的羊发生在无辜的羊的身上的，然后他的皮呢就遮盖了亚当和夏娃。
Now the fig leaves that they put on, that's like people's religion, where you have a religion, and that you think is going to approve you to God and cover up everything. It's good for man. I mean, it's nice people see, oh my, you're very religious.
那这个无花果树的叶子呢，就代表了人的宗教，就是人呢借助宗教呢，希望能够得到神的认可。然后人其他人看你也会说，哦，你真是一个敬虔的人呢，觉得你很好。
But those fig leaves, they didn't cover up their nakedness from an all-seeing God.
但是这无花果树的叶子啊，在看透一切的神的面前是没有办法遮盖他们的赤身露体的。
So the principle of substitution now and also bloodshed was something that was established right from the beginning of history.
所以从这人类的历史一开始呢，就建立这个代替的原则，以及要流血，有寄生流血的这个原则呢，就已经确立了。
And the two firstborn children on earth, they have a story to tell.
然后在这个人类的历史上，第一和第二出生的这两个孩子啊，他们也有故事要讲给我们听。
Cain and Abel.
就是该隐和亚伯。
Now their parents had told them all that had gone on in the garden, told them that the way to approach God is only through a blood sacrifice.
那他的父母呢，一定把伊甸园发生的所有事情都讲给他们听了，也告诉他们要到神面前去的唯一的道路呢，就是要有一个用一个祭物献祭，有流血的祭物献祭。
And so in the process of time, Abel, he brings a lamb. And God accepts his sacrifice. He kills the lamb, and God accepts him.
然后有一天呢，亚伯就杀了一只羊，用这只羊来献祭呢，神就悦纳了他的祭物。
And Cain, he works very hard and brings some fruit and vegetables and so on from his hard work in his garden.And he presents it to God as a sacrifice.
那该隐呢，工作非常非常的努力。那他从他的努力的劳动的成果中呢，拿了一些蔬菜和水果呢，献给神。
What was wrong with Cain's religion?
但是神不悦纳他的祭物。那该隐的这个宗教错在哪里了呢？
It wasn't a religion based on substitution and bloodshed.
因为他的这个宗教呢，不是基于代替的原则以及这个流血的祭物的原则。
It revealed that his heart was full of pride. He was going to impress God.
那只能显明呢，他的心里充满了骄傲，他想用他的好行为来取悦神。
And the only blood that was shed was his brother's. He became a murderer because of his envy and jealousy that his brother was accepted by God, and after all his hard work, he was rejected.
然后呢，他结果就用他就让他的应该是弟弟的血啊流出来了，因为他嫉妒他的弟弟，因为他弟弟用流血的祭物献给神呢，神悦纳了，但是他的这个努力的工作的祭物呢，神并不悦纳，所以他就因嫉妒杀了他的弟弟。
Another Another illustration of blood sacrifice and substitution is found at the Passover.
那另外一个关于代替的原则和流血的祭物的原则呢，是在逾越节这个故事里。
You remember the children of Israel, they were slaves in Egypt.
大家还记得那时候以色列人是在埃及做奴隶。
But God wanted to redeem them as, and bring them to himself.
但是神要救他们，要把他们带到自己身边来。
They would need to be redeemed though by a blood sacrifice.
但他们的救赎呢，也同样要通过一个流血的祭物。
And so Moses commanded the children of Israel, said on, you're to take a lamb and you're to slay the lamb and catch the blood in a bowl.
那摩西呢就吩咐以色列人说，你要选一只羊，然后你要把这只羊杀了，然后用碗呢接住它的血。
And you're to take hyssop, which is a small plant, like used as a brush.
然后你要用牛膝草，是一种很矮的植物，要用它当刷子用。
And you're to take that blood outside of your house, and on the lintel along the top, put blood and blood down.Both sides of the door.
然后呢，你要把这个血呢带到门外去，用牛膝草蘸着呢，先在这个门楣上，就是门的上面的这个门框上涂上血，然后再把两边的门框也都涂上血。
Because tonight, he said, the destroying angel is going to go throughout all the land of Egypt, and every house that does not have the blood on the door.The destroying angel will come in and kill the firstborn.
因为他说今天晚上有灭命的天使呢会巡行埃及全地。如果家里的这个门上没有羊血的人家呢，这个灭命的天使会进去杀了他的头生的长子。
Now there's a further point we can make here.
我们从这里呢可以得出进一步的结论。
Once the father had put the blood on the door, they were told to go into the house and stay there in the morning. Don't go out.All night long.
还有另外的一点呢，就是这个当父亲把这个门框上刷了羊血以后呢，全家人都要命令要待在房子里，不能出来。
And I can think of a little boy, perhaps, maybe a teenager.
我可以想象这家里的一个孩子，也可能是个十几岁的年轻人。
And he's in the house.
他在家里。
And he said, tell me that story again. Did Moses say that if you put the blood on, that the destroying angel won't come in?
然后他会问爸爸说，你再把这个故事讲给我一遍，讲给我一遍听。那个摩西是不是说，你要在门上涂上羊血，然后今天晚上灭命的天使会来。
He would say, Father, I'm the firstborn.
他说，父啊，我就是那个长子啊。
I can't see the blood.
我现在看不到门外的血啊。
Are you sure you put it on the doorpost?
你确定你在这个门框上涂了血吗？
Yes, my son, you believe.
然后他爸爸说，是的，儿子，我做了，你要
相信。We don't see the blood.
我们也是一样，我们没有看见这个血。
We don't see the way God works.
我们也没有看到神是做工的方式。
We trust His word.
我们只是相信他的话。
Now, this substitutionary work, it's the only way that you can come to God. There's no other way under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
那这个代替的原则是我们唯一能够来到神面前的方式。天上地上没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救，只有这样的方式。
Now, you might say, well, yeah, Jesus died 2,000 years ago. What about 2,000 years before that? How did they get saved?
那你会说，主耶稣基督是2000年前死的。那在此之前，在2000年之前，那些人是怎么得救的呢？
A people in those days, the truth was that they were looking forward in anticipation to that great sacrifice.
那他们得救的方式，他们是往前看，看将来要有的这个救赎的这个救主的解救的方式。
There was only one day in all of history that you could have observed Jesus on the cross. That was when he died.
那历史上只有一天，只有在那一天的时候，人们才能看到耶稣基督，用肉眼看到耶稣基督死在十字架上了。
But all history in the past was looking forward to the coming of a great deliverer, the Savior of the world. And all of history now, we look back to that same event, and we all believe in the same God doing the same work for us.
在这一天以前的所有历史上的人都是在盼望在往前瞻，将来有一个救主来救赎他们。那在这一天以后的所有的人，包括我们，都是回溯回望这一天，所以他们的相信的这个方式都是一样的。
The Old Testament saints they looked forward to the deliverer coming. Like Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he's going to stand on earth someday.
那旧约的信徒呢，他们都是要展望。前瞻这样的一个救赎主的来到，就像约伯说的，他说我知道我的救赎主活着，有一天他会站在地上。
And we look back now to an accomplished fact.
那我们呢是回看已经做成的这个事实。
So that's the way of salvation, God's salvation. And the word that now is the great word of this age is grace.
那这我们刚才讲的呢，就是神救赎的方式。那我们这个时代呢，一个最伟大的词呢，就是恩典。
In the past, they had law, which told them that they were sinners and that they needed a savior, and they looked forward to the savior. Now we see the accomplished fact, and we look back on God's grace to us.
那在过去呢的时代呢，他们有的是律法，这律法告诉他们是个罪人，他们需要一个救主，他们盼望展望未来要有一个救世主来，而我们呢是要回到回溯以前去得这个恩典。
Now God was perfectly satisfied by that sacrifice on the cross.
在十字架上，耶稣基督所献的祭呢，已经完全满足了神公义的要求。
The work on the cross was sufficient to save a whole world of sinners.
那在十字架上所做成的功呢，足够救赎全世界的罪人。
Now here's something that's really wonderful too.
这里要讲一些非常美好的事情。
If your child disobeys,And they come to you and say, I am sorry, please forgive me. Wouldn't you forgive them?
如果你的孩子做了错事，来到你面前说，我错了，你能原谅我吗？你会不会原谅他们呢？
Because you have a parent's love for the child.
因为你对他们对他有父母的爱呀。
But God's grace goes further than that.
那神的恩典呢，要比这还要大。
You still remember what that child did.
因为你还记得这个孩子做了什么错事。
You can never forget what they did.
你永远忘记不了他们做的这些事。
But God not only forgives our sin, it's wiped from His memory.
神不仅赦免了我们的罪，而且他从他的记忆里把这事情全都抹掉了。
Someone has put it this way, that the blood of God's Son erases from the memory.Of God, our sin.
有人是这么说的，他说耶稣基督所流的血啊，就像橡皮一样，他擦在神的记忆里擦去了我们的罪。
The Lord Jesus cried out, his last great cry was a cry of triumph. He cried, finished, one word, finished.
那主耶稣基督在十字架上喊出的最后一句话是一句胜利的宣言呢。他只有一个词，就说成了。
The work of God is complete.
神的工作已经做完了。
Nothing to be added to it.
没有不需要再往上加任何的东西。
Except faith.
除了信心。
That's all we can add to His God's work.
这是我们能在神的工作上唯一。
There were some disciples that came to Jesus one day and they said, "What can we do that we might work the works of God?"
那曾经有一些跟随耶稣基督的人呢，到他面前来说，我们。能做什么才能够做成？我们做什么才能做成神的功呢
？He said, "Believe on Him whom He has sent."
他说：“你们相信，就是要相信神所差来的那位。
”And His resurrection was God's seal of approval on the work of Christ. He raised him from the dead on the third day. He ascended to the Father's right hand, and he's in heaven now, a living Savior.
那耶稣的复活呢，就是神告诉我们，或者说封上印，就是对他的这个献祭的成功的一个证明。他已经复活了，而且升天了，现在坐在父神的右边。
Now there's some other things that might be said.
还有一些要说的。
Each person must come individually to God for their own personal salvation.
那每个人呢，为了自己个人的救恩呢，必须自己到神的面前去。
Just because your mother or father were saved and Christians doesn't mean that you are.
不能是因为你的父母是基督徒，他们信了，他们是信徒，你就是信徒。
In some places they sprinkle a child and that they're supposed to be then ushered into the kingdom. They're invited into the kingdom as a result, which is a lie.
那有些地方呢，他们是会在孩子身上撒一些水，表明把这些孩子就迎到神的国度里面了。其实这个是个谎言。
That little child is still just a slightly wet sinner.
他这个孩子撒了点水，他不过就是一个身上湿了的罪人而已。
What are the characteristics then of the children of God? Let's take a look at some of those.
我们来看看神的儿女的一些特点是什么。
We could be called the children of obedience.
我们被称为顺服之子。
Children of Abraham.
我们还被称为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Abraham is a great example of the man who believed God, left everything in Ur of the Chaldees, the New York of the day.
那亚伯拉罕呢是信心的榜样啊，是相信神的人的信心的这个榜样。他是离开了当时的乌尔，就像今天的纽约一样繁华的大都市。
Abraham, according to historians, was one of the most outstanding men of his day anywhere.
亚伯拉罕呢是在那个时代啊，是一个非常出名的一个有名的一个名人。
And God appeared to him and said, "Abraham, why don't you get out of there?" And I want you to come to a place that isn't, you're not even going to own any land.
神就有一天呼召说亚伯拉罕你要出来到我要差你去的地方去甚至亚伯拉罕就没有拥有过一片土地。
And Abram obeyed, and
亚伯拉罕就顺服了。
He was known as the father of the faithful. The greatest example, one of the greatest examples of faith in the entire Bible.
那人们称亚伯拉罕为信心之父啊，他是在整个圣经里面一个伟大的信心的榜样。
So sometimes Christians are called children of Abraham.
所以我们信徒呢，有时候会称为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So I'm just going to conclude now.
我现在要做一个总结。
Was God taken by surprise when Adam sinned in the garden?
那亚当在伊甸园犯罪的时候，神是不是很意外啊？
God wouldn't be God if he didn't know that if he gave man a choice, that man would choose the evil.
那如果神连他给了人自由意志，他都不知道人会用这自由意志做邪恶的事的话，那他就不是神了。
Sometimes we're asked on a Wednesday night in our question and answer, we're asked the question, well, why did God give man a free will and mess everything up?
那我们在周三晚的这个答疑的时候啊，人们常常会问一个问题，就是神为什么要给人自由意志啊，以至于人用这个自由意志把一切都给搞得这么糟。
Now, I don't know what it's like to be a robot, but I don't think it would be much at all, to tell you the truth.
我不知道，如果人没有自由意志的话，可能连机器人都不如吧。
All the other animals are programmed. They have instinct. They act like they're the kind, the way they're created.
那其他的动物呢？它是靠本能生活的。神把一些程序呢，就设在里面了。
The cat always acts like a cat. A dog always like a dog.
那猫呢？总是按猫的方式生活。那狗呢？总是按狗的方式行事。
The man is given a free will so that he can act like God.
但是神给了人自由意志，为的是让他可以像神那样行事。
If he obeys God.
如果他顺服神的话，
he becomes God's representative.
他就能够成为神的代表。
And God had, from before the foundation of the world, he had in his heart and in his mind a fellowship of like-minded family, a like-minded family.
神从一开始啊，在创世以前，他心里就设想好了这样一个远景，就是他能够跟有和他有同样性情、同样样式的孩子呢，有这样一个家庭的关系、家庭的爱的相交。
A being that could understand God's love and respond to it in a positive way.
那就是有这样一个受造物呢，他能够明白神的爱，并用正确的、积极的方式来回应这样的爱。
A being that could communicate with God in the some of the deepest levels of human experience.
是用有这样的一种受造物，是用人所能知的最深的一种方式，能和神相交和交通。
So, but when man disobeyed, it didn't take God by surprise.
所以当人犯罪了，悖逆了以后呢，神并不意外。
He wasn't shocked by it.
他并不吃惊。
Matter of fact, he already had plan A from before the foundation of the world.
而且他而是他从创世以先就有了一个计划。
How could God demonstrate how much he is a God of love except through the cross where he gave everything that he had?
那除了在十字架上他把他的一切都给出来这样的方式以外，他还能用什么样的方式向人们显明他是一个多么有爱的神呢？
It was at the cross that God opened up his heart and displayed who he is to a creature that will understand that love.
在十字架上神把他的心打开啊，向人显明他是一个怎么样的神，他是像一个能够明白他的这样的一个这样一种受造物在显明他自己。
The Lamb of God was set aside even before the foundation of the world.
神的羔羊呢，甚至在创世以先就已经被分别出来。
Before there was one star made.
在天上没有一颗星星之前。
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
看到彼得前书的一章。
And verse 19. Verse 18. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you.
我们从十八节读到二十节，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
So the cross reveals God's righteousness on one hand and his love on the other, and they both meet. Mercy and truth, the Old Testament writer said, has kissed. They've come together in Christ. All it requires is a step in your own spirit of faith to come forward and claim that for your own, and you will be sealed for all time and for all eternity. Sorry.
在十字架上呢，一方面神一方面显明了他的公义，另一方面呢显明了他的爱。所以在十字架上呢，这个真理和怜悯呢是结合在一起的。有人说在十字架上就是神的公义圣洁和神的慈爱呢是亲吻交织在一起的，就是在耶稣基督的身上。所以我们每个人呢必须要凭着自己的信心去接受，你才能够经历这一切，得到你自己的救赎，得到你自己的生命。
I'm going to ask Mr. Summers, would you come and pray for us, please? You can come forward.
好，我们请 Harry 的长老给我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们要为主耶稣基督的福音感谢你。
And we've heard it explained to us this evening, and it thrills our hearts to think that there's a God in heaven who loves us so much that he came to save us.
主啊，今天我们把福音讲解出来了，也让我们的心里特别的喜乐，因为有，我们知道天上有个神爱我们，他来到这世上来救我们。
We thank you for the offer. It doesn't cost us anything. It's available to all. And Lord, our prayer is that each of us will say, Yes, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior.
主啊，我们感谢这献上的祭物，它不需要我们付出任何代价，只需要我们接受而已。盼望我们每个人都说，主啊，我愿意相信。
So Lord, we thank you for each one who's here tonight.We thank you for those who've joined us from afar, and we just pray that the blessing of God will be upon each one of us.
主，我们感谢今天来到现场的人，也感谢从很远的地方连线进来的人，盼望您的祝福临到每一位。
Again, for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin, we give thanks this evening.
然后因为主耶稣基督的血洗净了我们所有的罪，我们为此今天晚上献上感恩。
And we pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的感恩和祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.